This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I know many of us, myself included, have hit that really frustrating wall. You know, you've perfected your service, your funnels seem tight, you've poured budget into digital campaigns, but things have just plateaued. You're sitting there certain your offering is fantastic, so why isn't the market, well, responding like you expect? So today, we're challenging that core assumption that maybe your product or service is the problem. Our mission is to take a real deep dive into marketing message testing. We're looking at how the very words you choose, you know, the headlines, the calls to action, how they might be the silent bottlenecks holding back your conversions. We want to move beyond just intuition and operationalize consumer psychology through actual data. Think of this deep dive as maybe your shortcut to finding that untapped competitive edge.
It really is the difference between guessing and knowing. And it's critical because, well, let's face it, the marketing world is just saturated.
Right.
Every single day, companies launch these expensive campaigns based on, frankly, purely internal assumptions about what their audience wants to hear. Message testing shifts that focus. It forces smart businesses to rely on structured experimentation and, you know, hard performance data. It strips away the opinion, leaving only what's measurable.
Okay, that need for data makes complete sense. But let me just push back slightly for a second. Why start with testing the message? Wouldn't fixing, say, the fundamental product or maybe the pricing, wouldn't that be a more impactful first step?
Mm-hmm. That's a really great question. And here's the strategic thinking behind it. The message is essentially the frame. It frames the perceived value of everything else. If that frame is bad, you know, if the headline is confusing or the value proposition doesn't immediately hit on the prospect's pain point, they'll probably never engage long enough to even judge your excellent product or your fair pricing. Message testing is, well, it's high leverage because sometimes a seemingly minor change in phrasing can unlock significant revenue, often with absolutely zero change to the underlying service itself. And think about that noise you mentioned earlier. Your prospects, they're basically drowning in messages every day. Your language has to instantly cut through all that clutter and actively connect. Connect with their immediate needs, whether those are emotional or logical. Structured experimentation is the scientific tool that lets you isolate precisely which linguistic elements, the tone, the phrasing, the CTAs, are influencing that final decision to convert or not convert.
Right. So the core takeaway here isn't just about, like, saving budget necessarily, although that's good too. It's more about maximizing the return on the budget you're already spending. You stop wasting money on words that just fall flat. And you can confidently double down on the precise language that you've actually proven move the needle.
Absolutely. It's about aiming for those marginal gains that accumulate over time into really massive results.
Okay, if that's the why, let's dig into the what. When we look at effective testing, it's stressed that you don't need to rebuild the whole house at once, right? We need to focus. Focus on those high impact areas where maybe a small tweak creates a big aha moment. So what are those primary levers we should be looking at?
Yeah, exactly. We want to target the most visible, highest traffic elements first. That makes sense. What we found is that high impact message testing generally breaks down into maybe four core categories. Let's start right at the top with headlines, because that's your initial hook, isn't it? A headline's only job, really, is to earn the reader's attention for the next sentence. Are you using clarity? Or maybe curiosity, what works best. Then right after that, you test the value proposition. This is the core reason the user decides to stay on the page or keep reading.
Can you give us one of those really granular examples, something that highlights this difference clearly?
Sure. A classic test is between framing something as relief versus gain. Let's take an efficiency software, for example. Does save time convert better for your specific audience than, say, boost productivity? Now, they seem really similar on the surface, right? But save time targets a current pain point. It's about escaping a negative state the user is already in. It's relief. Boost productivity, on the other hand, focuses on aspiration achieving a positive future state. And interestingly, in many enterprise settings, tests often show save time generates higher initial clicks. Why? Because that need for immediate relief often drives action more urgently than the desire for some future gain. But, and this is key, you absolutely need to test which psychological driver is dominant for your specific audience segment. It's not one size fits all.
That distinction, relief versus gain, that's fascinating. It's really about getting inside the head, understanding the internal motivation of the person reading. And we see the same critical thinking applied right at that moment of truth, the call to action, the CTA.
Oh, the CTA, that's where friction just absolutely kills conversion rates. We often see huge, huge differences when testing things like book a demo versus, say, get a free consultation. The data frequently shows consultation results in a significant drop in abandonment rates, sometimes as much as 15%. Why? Well, simply because the phrasing implies a lower level of commitment. Consultation suggests an information exchange, maybe exploring possibilities. Booking, especially a demo, often suggests a firm calendar commitment, maybe even high-pressure sales tactics. So you're essentially testing implied commitment against the perceived value they expect to get.
And beyond those sort of hard logistics of clicks and forms, there's also the softer side, right? The tone.
Exactly. Our messaging isn't just conveying facts, it's carrying emotion. It's setting a mood. Are your paid ads or landing pages performing better with a really conversational, empathetic, we get it, we understand your struggle kind of approach? Or perhaps your industry is one that demands a much more authoritative, expert tone to establish immediate credibility and trust. This choice, this structural choice about tone, it affects everything from the ad copy itself to even the imagery you choose to use alongside it. And then finally, the fourth area, problem-solution framing. You absolutely must be testing if you are highlighting the right pain points, the ones that truly resonate. Are you just talking about the surface level symptoms like, say, slow software? Or are you addressing the actual deeper problem that keeps them up at night, things like missing critical deadlines or the risk of falling behind competitors, maybe even job security? Optimizing your message means ensuring that frame, that problem you highlight, resonates instantly with your target audience's deepest professional anxieties or aspirations.
Okay, that gives us a really clear picture of what to test. And for those listening who are getting ready to actually deploy these tests, it's clear this isn't something you just do in one silo, right? You should be running these A-B tests across the board.
Absolutely. In your paid ad campaigns, definitely. On your critical landing pages, for sure. And throughout your automated email sequences, too. The data you gather from all these different touch points should feed into creating a cohesive, winning message that works consistently. Okay, so now that we know what high-impact elements to test, we need the structure. We need the how. And there's a pretty robust 5-step framework for running effective data-driven message tests. This ensures you move from just intuition to operationalized insight. Step 1, define a hypothesis. You can't just, throw things at the wall and see what sticks. That's not testing, that's just chaos. You have to start with a clear, measurable idea, and it needs to be specific. For example, we hypothesize that changing the headline from a feature focus like automate scheduling to a benefit focus like stop wasting 10 hours a week will increase qualified lead conversions by 10%. See, specific and measurable.
That clarity is crucial, isn't it? The clarity of the hypothesis really dictates the quality of the outcome. If your hypothesis is vague, your findings are probably going to be useless.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Which leads us to step 2, segment your audience. This is so critical because a winning message is, well, it's rarely universal. What appeals to, say, a small business owner who's prioritizing speed and cost will likely fall completely flat with an enterprise CIO whose main concerns are security and scalability. So your tests absolutely must be tailored and siloed by segment. You need to validate that the winning message truly speaks to the specific group you're targeting at that moment. Okay, step 3. Track the right metrics. And this honestly is where a lot of companies make mistakes. We must focus on metrics that reflect actual ROI, real business impact. That means tracking lead conversions, yes, but specifically qualified lead conversions, NQL, SQLs, whatever your definition is. Look, optimizing for a cheap high volume click is relatively easy, but optimizing for a high quality lead who actually becomes a valuable long-term customer, that's the real goal. Chasing vanity metrics like just raw clicks or impressions is often a bigger waste of marketing budget than not testing at all, frankly.
That's a huge point, especially for reporting up to leadership, right? Proving the investment is worthwhile by focusing squarely on those revenue generating actions.
Absolutely. It changes the conversation internally. Okay, step 4, run tests long enough. You have to resist that powerful temptation of confirmation bias. We've all done it, haven't we? Run a test for maybe 3 days, see some amazing early results that confirm what we hoped, and immediately roll it out everywhere, only to find the conversion rate completely collapses the following week. You need the data to stabilize. You need it to achieve statistical significance.
And just quickly for our listeners, could you maybe contextualize statistical significance in simple terms? What does that really mean here?
Certainly. Yeah, simply put, it just means ensuring the result you observed wasn't just some random fluke, you know, a result that happened just because it was a weird Tuesday or because of some external event. It means confirming that the difference in performance is mathematically reliable across a large enough representative sample size. It validates that the difference you saw is genuinely caused by your message change, not just by random chance or outside factors. Rushing this step, it puts you right back into assumption-based marketing. You've learned nothing reliable. And that brings us to the final step. Step 5, scale what works. Once a message variation has demonstrably proven its superior value and achieved that statistical significance we just talked about, well, then you roll it out aggressively. It becomes the new foundation, the new control across all your related campaigns. It should become the standard for relevant landing pages, ad groups, email marketing, maybe even informing sales scripts. You want to maximize its impact across the entire company.
That 5-step process provides such a critical, really actionable framework. And when you step back and look at the payoff, The benefit feels much more strategic, doesn't it? Not just tactical. When your messaging achieves that level of clarity, when it speaks directly to what your ideal clients truly care about, it feels like every single part of your marketing funnel suddenly becomes more effective.
That's exactly right. We're moving beyond just optimizing the very front end, like the first click. Strong, tested messaging definitely cuts through the noise and pulls qualified leads into action, which naturally improves your cost per acquisition. That's a clear win. But critically, and this is often overlooked, it can also improve customer lifetime value or LTV.
Okay, hold on. How does testing a headline, for instance, tie directly into LTV? That seems like a bit of a leap.
It seems like it, but think it through. Strong, accurate messaging sets the correct expectation from the very first interaction. If your tested headline, the one that won, accurately and clearly frames the true benefit and value of your service, then the customer you acquire based on that message is already aligned with your core value proposition before they even sign up. They are less likely to churn down the road because of mismatched expectations. They're probably less likely to flood your support channels with tickets about things they thought they were getting but aren't. And ultimately, they tend to stick around longer, increasing their lifetime value. So this improved clarity improves everything downstream from your SEO meta descriptions attracting the right searchers to your Google Ads headlines setting the right tone. It creates consistency and confidence in your brand's voice across the entire digital ecosystem.
Wow, okay. That connection to LTV really highlights the long-term strategic impact. So to bring this whole deep dive full circle back to that initial challenge we talked about, if your performance has hit that frustrating plateau, the data we've discussed strongly suggests it's probably not time to panic and toss out your entire service or your whole marketing strategy. Instead, it's likely time to seriously rethink and rigorously retest your core message.
It's the competitive advantage of truly knowing, based on hard data, exactly which words unlock your growth. It's about replacing shaky intuition with reliable insight.
And that leads us perfectly to our final thought for you to consider this week. If really subtle differences in phrasing, like our earlier examples, save time versus boost productivity, or changing book a demo to get a free consultation, if those small changes can significantly move the needle on conversions and maybe even retention, then what fundamental assumptions about your target audience's core motivations, their real pains and desires might you currently be clinging to that could be entirely wrong? What is the single most critical hypothesis you could test first to start finding out that hidden truth? Take this data-driven framework, try to apply it immediately, even in a small way, and start transforming those core business assumptions into measurable, sustainable growth.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.